Airlines get a lifeline and drones get a boost. Hi, I'm David Brancaccio. Thousands of airline workers will keep their jobs thanks to $15 billion of the federal COVID relief package. Southwest Airlines canceled plans for furloughs and pay cuts, while United and American say they're bringing back thousands. Now, the aid is designed to get that industry through March. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
With people now beginning to get vaccinated for COVID-19, many Americans may start to think about travel, says analyst Henry Hardeveld.
Our research shows that 80% of business travelers and 84% of leisure travelers in the U.S. say they can't wait to start traveling again.
But it won't be instantaneous. Widespread vaccination could take until mid-year or beyond, and a weakened economy could blunt demand.
It's going to take a little bit of time for the travel industry to wake up.
He predicts air travel will remain slow until April, then rebound to about 60% of pre-pandemic levels next year. And while tourists may be eager to take all those missed vacations, some business travel may never return, says airline consultant Jay Sorensen.
For some airlines, it's a big piece of their revenue pie.
He says business travel is often booked at higher rates, so it generates more profits for airlines. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
The Federal Aviation Administration eased the rules so drones can fly over people. This is key to commercial uses, such as, someday, package delivery. Marketplace's Nova Safo has details.
Many in the burgeoning drone industry have been frustrated by the FAA's strict rules for flying anything over people's heads or at night. The agency has been deliberating for years how to set new rules for small drones, 55 pounds or lighter, which don't carry passengers. Now it's released those rules, clearing a big hurdle for widespread commercial use of drones for delivering packages, something Amazon, Google, and UPS are all interested in. The FAA will require special training for remote pilots who fly drones at night, plus locator lights that can be seen 3 miles away. For flights over populated areas, there are limits on flying over crowds, and drones can't have exposed rotating propellers. The new rules kick in a couple of months, but it's likely to take much longer before drones start flying overhead. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Markets Dow and S&P futures are up about 0.5% now. How to prove you got the COVID vaccine, both doses? Well, Los Angeles County is contracting with a startup called HealthVana, so the proof can go into the Apple wallet in many phones. Bloomberg News got that story. There's a suggestion that flashing an official screen with patient ID stating that the bearer is all vaccinated up might also someday allow people into concert venues, bars, and I see dating potential here. The Fair Labor Standards Act requires employers to pay salaried employees who work more than 40 hours a week 1.5 times their regular pay for the extra, but earn above about $36,000 a year, then there's no overtime pay for you. Some suggest that changing this could go a long way to narrowing inequality in this country, even as business employment costs would rise. As part of our ongoing Reimagining the Economy series, let's turn to Heidi Shierholz, senior economist and director of policy at the Economic Policy Institute. Good morning.
Oh, it's a delight to be here. Thanks.
I mean, is it common, a misconception that if you're on salary, too bad, you don't get overtime? What's the reality?
There is this misunderstanding by, I think, both workers and employers that if you pay somebody a salary, you never have to give them overtime pay. And that is just absolutely not true. If you're paid a salary, you are still eligible for overtime if you earn less than the overtime salary threshold. And so that's a thing that's been really at issue, what level the salary should be at.
And now the overtime threshold stands somewhere in the mid-30,000s?
Yes. Right now it's $35,568 for somebody who works all year. Essentially what that says is that if you make more than $35,000, we believe that you have so much economic leverage at your firm that you do not need overtime protections. That, in many cases, is just a ridiculous assumption. And just to put some backdrop to it, if the 1975 threshold had simply been adjusted for inflation, it would be on the order of $57,000 per year right now. So more than $20,000 higher than where the Trump administration rule is.
Here's a question of scale. I spoke to a former hedge fund guy who now campaigns for reducing inequality, and he suggested that changing who is eligible for overtime and under what circumstances could make a significant dent in the problem of inequality. I mean, would it?
It would. It's not going to solve everything, but it is one of the things worker protections, labor market institutions that have eroded and contributed to rising inequality, to stagnant wages for middle-class workers.
Do you think this issue of where overtime kicks in for salaried workers is on the radar at all for the incoming Biden administration?
It's definitely on their radar. I think it's going to be a big emphasis for the Biden administration to undo all of the anti-worker things that Trump did and perhaps do more, you know, not necessarily just reset things to where they were in January 2017, but to actually take things further. The economic context is different now. So that puts overtime protections, even if it's not the very first thing, I think will be very close to the top of the list.
Heidi Shierholz, Senior Economist and Director of Policy at the Economic Policy Institute. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.